There's the story I read about, the story of Father Anthony de Melo tells such a transformation about, we know in Greek it was metamorphosis, something like that. In English, metamorphosis came from, so it's a transformation. And so this is a transformation in a prayer life of an old man. He said, I was a revolutionary when I was young, and all my prayer to God was, Lord, give me the grace to change the world. As I approached middle age and realized that half of my life was gone without changing a single soul, I changed my prayer to, Lord, give me the grace to change all those who come in contact with me. Just my family and friends, and I shall be satisfied. Now that I am old and my days are numbered, I have begun to see how foolish I have been. My one prayer now is, Lord, give me the grace to change myself. If I had prayed for this right from the start, I should have not wasted my life. I shared with you this story because today, as we heard in our reading, it's about a call from God, especially for Abraham. So it's not too late for us, because Abraham was 75 when God called him to leave his place of comfort, to go to a place that God promised him. And it's not easy to have this promise that we heard in our gospel, in our first reading today. God promised him, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your great name so that you will be a blessing. All the communities of the earth shall find blessings in you. So he was 75. He has no son. He has no children. And so he has to wait for that promise to be fulfilled. These promises of God were initially fulfilled when he had a son, Isaac. But the ultimate fulfillment was when Jesus came, who is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, symbolized by Moses and Elijah, and worldwide blessing through Jesus present in this one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. When God, who cannot lie, makes a promise, we can be absolutely certain that it will be fulfilled. This is the faith of Abraham. This is the faith that we have received. Peter and John and James are descendants of Abraham, but on the mountain they received a greater sign from God than Abraham ever received. Instead of seeing symbols of God, they see Jesus himself transfigured in glory, along with Moses and Elijah. This awesome vision is enriched even further when they hear the voice of the Father identifying Jesus as his Son. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Whatever they thought about Jesus before this, and whatever fears of suffering might arise after this, everything is changed by this experience of seeing Jesus in glory, in his true identity as Son of God. Every Sunday, every Mass, we participate in. We have the opportunity to encounter our risen Lord during the liturgy of the Word, and especially during Holy Communion. May our every communion with him be an assurance of his promise that after we suffer and die, we will rise with him on the last day. May our Holy Communion give us hope and courage to open ourselves fully to Jesus, to listen to him and lean of his will, even if others don't agree with us, or even if others persecute us for our faith. St. Paul is encouraging us, saying, Beloved, bear your share of hardship for the gospel. He saved us and called us to a holy life. We should not be afraid of suffering and death, For Jesus, our Savior, has destroyed death and brought immortality to light through the gospel. What we see in Jesus transfigured is also our destiny in the future if we persevere in faith in union with him. That's why for this our psalm to be fulfilled in our lives, we have to increase our prayer life or even make an appointment with the Lord at least once, 1 hour a week in our adoration chapel. And this will help us, this change that God wants to have us. But of course, we have to receive this prayer that we have, as we say, Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Abraham trusted in faith, and we have also to do this in our own personal lives, to cultivate our relationship with Jesus so that we can truly say and sing in our heart, Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. May Our Lady of Joy, the Mother of Jesus, follow what he told us. Do whatever my son tells you to do. Amen.